Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Meta is working on a new AI model, but unlike the previous one, this one's not going to be open source. So, Kurt, this one's called Avocado. Why are they closing up ranks?
Well, I think the feeling is that Meta has tried to sort of lead the industry with open source. They've gotten a ton of competition from tech companies in China on open source. And the reality is that, you know, last year, or I guess earlier this year, they rolled out a model that really didn't perform up to the standards that they wanted. And so I think they felt that they really needed to change course and sort of worry about building something that they really wanted without worrying about making it widely available to people. And so I'll point out that while I expect this model to be closed, I'm not sure if the final decision had just been made. I would be surprised if they go open source with the one you just mentioned, but it's certainly been a change in strategy beyond just this model. You know, they're sort of moving away from this open source idea that they've talked about for years now.
The open source one that they had previously decided on was called Llama. What's with the change? I mean, how did that work?
Well, Llama still is out there. It just isn't performing as well as a lot of competing models from companies like OpenAI and Google. It's, I wouldn't say held in the same sort of tier as those ones right now. And so I think the idea is to kind of start fresh and say, hey, look, you know, what we put out has been fine, but not kind of industry leading. And so the company hired a bunch of very expensive new hires over the summer. They brought in a new person to lead their AI efforts across the board inside the company. And I think they're kind of starting from scratch and saying, okay, you know, how do we catch up to the Googles and OpenAIs? Well, maybe we need to just kind of push aside the things that we've built already and do something new.
Yeah, that was the committee of new hires that they were paying like a king's ransom to hop over to Facebook, right? Or to Meta.
That's right. There were reports of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars per person, right? And these are pay packages over several years with incentives and bonuses and things like that. But still, I mean, this was industry shaking over the summer because it just put into fine focus how expensive the talent is and how competitive these companies are in trying to develop these models, right? If you're willing to spend a couple hundred million dollars on one AI researcher, that gives you a flavor of how competitive this is.
That raises expectations for Avocado then, this new model.
Absolutely. I mean, I think expectations are incredibly high. I think, you know, when you invest in a team that aggressively, people want to see, again, industry-leading results. A big part of our story today about this was that CEO Mark Zuckerberg is getting very personally involved in this work, in part because I think he knows the pressure is high. And we have seen historically from him when there is something very important that the company is working on, he doesn't just assign it to somebody and go focus on other things. Like, he gets very much in the weeds, gets his hands dirty. And so I think there's a sense that he is getting more involved than usual, and that is a sign of the pressure.
And how's Meta doing compared to the competition?
Well, like I said, I think their models are considered behind. So they're certainly investing on par with competitors. They're, I think Zuckerberg has said that they're going to spend $600 billion on infrastructure in the U.S. over the next couple of years. Most of that will be for like AI data centers and things like that. But I think this is sort of the show me moment for them, because they've spent all this money. They have released models in the past that have not performed as well, but now they have the talent in place that on paper should be industry leading. And so I think we'll see in the spring when this model is expected to debut, whether it sort of meets the same level as OpenAI and Google and kind of puts them back in the fray a bit.
Kurt, always good to talk to you. Have you lay it all out for us? That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.